When you look at this book, the Bible, I mean, even in physical terms, it really is quite amazing. The book itself has over 600,000 words. I mean, over 500,000 words are in this book. It was written in three different languages: Hebrew, Aramaic, and Greek. Most of the Old Testament was written in Hebrew, which was the language that the original readers spoke. And then a few bits of the Old Testament, like Ezra and Daniel, were written in Aramaic. And the New Testament was written in Greek, which was the language at the time. Over 40 different people from diverse backgrounds wrote the Bible. I mean, parts of it were written by kings, half of Psalms and a good chunk of Proverbs and Ecclesiastes were penned by royalty. Other parts of the Bible were written by farmers and fishermen and tent makers and homeless prophets, a doctor, a professional scribe, vocational musicians, pastors, and a few of the books, they don't know who wrote them. The Bible was written on three different continents. Most was in sort of what we'd call modern-day Israel today, which is Asia. But some of passages, like in Jeremiah, were written in Africa, in Egypt. And several of the New Testaments were written in cities in Europe. The term Bible itself is derived from the Greek word biblia, which means scroll or book. And it's believed that the word came from an ancient city called Byblos, which was a major supplier of paper products in ancient times. Well, this book has been translated in over 2,500 written or spoken languages around the world. And it is by far the best-selling book of all time, with an estimate of over 6 billion copies sold. Now, many people question if the Bible is really the Word of God. And I think Mr. Casperson, in our Bible lectures a few years ago, gave several reasons to affirm that the Bible really is the divine Word of God. And just a few of those is that the Bible is the Word of God because of its scientific accuracy. In Job 26, verse 7, the Word of God tells us that God suspends the earth over nothing. Well, how did Job know that the earth hung in space before modern astronomy or space travel? Well, obviously, it's inspired by God or the Holy Spirit. And the scientists of Isaiah's day didn't know the topography of the earth, but Isaiah said in Isaiah 40, verse 22, it is God that sits enthroned above the circle of the earth. Well, the word circle means globe or sphere. Well, how did he know that the earth was a globe or a sphere? They didn't know that at that time. It was obviously God did, right? He created it by divine inspiration. Another reason the Bible, I think you can affirm it, is through historical accuracy. Do you remember the story in Daniel about the handwriting on the wall? It's found in chapter 5. Belshazzar hosted a feast with thousands of guests. And suddenly this gruesome hand appeared out of nowhere and began to write on the wall. Well, freaked him out, right? He was kind of disturbed by it, and he asked someone to interpret what this writing meant. Well, Daniel was found, and he gave the interpretation. And in Daniel 5, verse 29, it says, then commanded Belshazzar, and they clothed Daniel with scarlet and put a chain of gold around his neck and made a proclamation concerning him that he should be the third ruler in the kingdom. Well, secular historians, sort of based on Babylonian records, says, no, that's not accurate. That never happened. Because according to their records, the last king of Babylon was not Belshazzar. It was a man named Nabonidus. So they said, well, obviously, this is an error. This isn't, you know, historically accurate. But then in 1853, archaeologists were digging and they found this temple, which said Nabonidus, which they knew was the king at the time, there was this inscription in this temple that said basically Belshazzar was his son, and it was his favorite son. And then from other inscriptions, they learned that basically father-son, they co-ruled the kingdom. When one left, the other would rule. So when they looked at that, well, it makes sense that Belshazzar would say, well, you're going to be the third ruler, because there was already... So before they even realized this, it became known, and it was shown that actually was historically accurate. I mean, a third reason why I think you can look at the Bible and say, well, it is the Word of God, is that the Bible really reads as one book. I mean, and think about it, 66 books, 40 different authors in 13 different countries, 3 continents, 3 languages, and yet the Bible forms this beautiful story that does not contradict itself theologically, morally, ethically, doctrinally, scientifically, historically, or in any other way. I mean, that's pretty incredible. And then another reason I think is you can look at the Bible and just look at how accurate the prophecies are. I mean, even the prophecies of Jesus Christ, you have to be in awe of. In the Old Testament, there's like over 300 prophecies about Christ, and many are really precise. And to say that was by chance really is statistically impossible. I mean, how incredible is that? You can really see God's hand in the writing of the Bible. And finally, the Bible is not a sort of book of the month, in the book of the month club. The Bible really is for all ages. 1 Peter 1, verse 25 says, "But the word of the Lord endures forever, and this is the word which by the Gospels is preached to you." I mean, no book in history has had so much opposition as the Bible. People have laughed at it and scorned it and burned it and ridiculed it and made laws against it, which is starting to happen again today. But the Word of God has survived, and it applies to us as much today as it did yesterday, and it will tomorrow. You know, there's a great quote about the Bible, and it says, "It's so majestically deep that scholars could swim and never touch the bottom, yet so wonderfully shallow that a child could come up and get a drink of water without fear of drowning." I mean, that just kind of shows the depth of the Bible. I mean, that is God's precious, holy word. It really is the Word of God. And we as Christians, we know it to be true. But Jesus says something that's even takes it kind of to a higher level, and we see that in Matthew 4, verse 4. Jesus said, "It was written that man should not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God." I mean, here he's reminding us that physical food isn't all that we need. I mean, as Christians, we need God's word to survive. So today, I would like to look at 15 benefits of reading the Bible. Now, don't panic. I'll go fast. I remember Mr. Davis. You remember Mr. Davis, right? He would get up and he'd say, "Okay, I got 7 points. And he'd start with point one, and then he'd talk for 45 minutes, and then he'd go, "Point number 4. And I'd go, "Wait a minute, where's it?" And then he'd talk for another 45 minutes and end, and never say another point again. I mean, I finally stopped taking notes with him. I just wanted to listen to his creative mind and where it went. But yeah, he wasn't very good with points. Okay, benefit number one, John 3:16. I mean, it is written in God's word that we are saved through Jesus Christ. God's word leads us to salvation. In reading the Word of God, it shows us that God the Father gave his only Son so that we might have a relationship with him. John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. I mean, that's where we all got to start, right? I mean, how personal is that? Second benefit is God's instructions for life are housed in his Word. I mean, how we treat others, how we should act or react in any situation. It's all in there. When we should rest, how we should pray and fast, how to deal with people who have hurt us. I mean, nearly any situation that we face, we will find instructions on how to respond in the Word of God. And that's a great foundation for our life. Third benefit is that we gain wisdom from it. We gain wisdom from God's Word. I mean, you can gain knowledge by reading a book on how to become a better homemaker or a better cook, or make the best apple pie. But when you read the Bible, you gain wisdom that will strengthen you. It'll give you peace. It'll give you joy. And it really, it equips you to face life's difficulties. Psalms 119, 130. It says, the unfolding of your word gives light and imparts understanding to the simple. So we really gain wisdom from reading God's word. Fourth benefit is scripture releases our chains and it lifts our burdens in life. You know, one of the most practical yet powerful benefits of reading the Bible is it releases our chains. It'll lift our burdens. I mean, if you're caught in the chain of addiction, you can break the chain by leaning into God's word, leaning into the Father, and giving the problem to him. I mean, reading his word can embolden us to be set free from whatever oppression, chains that might be holding us down. I mean, when our burdens become lifted when we read how God delivered others throughout history, when we see how he defeated others' problems and hunger and death and even more. I mean, how much more can God deliver us when we read some of these examples and lift our burdens knowing the incredible things that he has done in the past? Psalms 119, verse 28. I mean, we get that knowledge from reading the Bible. Psalms 119, verse 28. My soul melts away for sorrow. Strengthen me according to your word. I mean, what a great benefit that is to us. The fifth benefit is that God's word also brings us joy. The Bible brings us peace and joy. We can rejoice in our salvation and the fact that we have a God who loves us. I mean, loves us more than we can even fathom. I mean, the benefits of reading the Bible include the incredible joy that we receive only from God. Psalms 119, verse 111. Your testimonies are in my heritage forever, for they are the joy of my heart. I mean, it's important that we listen to God through his words. Listen to his words. In this way, not only can it help us guide our lives, but it also teaches about God and who he is. And we get that by reading the scriptures. The sixth benefit is the Bible gives us hope. I mean, how can you not feel hope when you read the Bible and see what God's plan is, not only for us, but for everybody? I mean, we heard about it last week, right? The kingdom of God. The kingdom of God is real. It will show everyone eventually how to live a happy life. I mean, how can that not bring us all hope when we look at just this world sometime? Romans 15, verse 4. For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of Scripture, we might have hope. Another benefit is it reminds us, it shows us and reminds us of what God's promises are. I mean, the Bible is filled with God's promises. Promises never to leave or to forsake us. Promises to save us. I mean, one of the benefits of reading the Bible, of all the benefits, this one really is probably the most personal when we see the promises that God has given to us. When we read the Bible, I mean, we see there's so many promises. We're comforted to know really just how much he loves us through those promises. Titus chapter 1, verse 2. It says, in hope of eternal life, which God, who never lies, promised before the ages began. The eighth benefit of reading the Bible, being in the Word, is that his Word enables us to battle and to defeat the devil. I mean, reading the Word prepares us for battle against our enemy, against the evil one. And when we put on the armor of God, and we do that by reading Scripture, we become enabled to battle, and we're strengthened through God and his Word. Ephesians 6, verse 17. It says, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. So reading the Bible helps us battle and helps us in the end defeat the devil, it defeat our enemy. The ninth benefit is that your faith will be strengthened by reading the Bible. You know, as you read his Word, you will be strengthened and fortified through God the Father. I mean, this is one of probably the most impactful and most important benefits of reading the Bible. I mean, being strengthened by the Father to face whatever life has before you. I mean, your faith will hold and sustain you. You get that from reading the Bible. Romans 10, verse 17. It's probably one of the most famous verses on that. So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the Word of God. The tenth benefit is that you will enjoy a greater fellowship with him. I mean, just as spending time with any friend or family member, quality time with people together, being, you know, quality time together with people strengthens friendships and relationships. John 1, 1 John 1, verse 3. In 1 John 1, verse 3, it says, that which we have seen and heard, we proclaimed also to you, so that you too may have fellowship with us. And indeed, our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And that's pretty incredible. And we get that by being in God's Word, by reading his Word, and building that relationship and having that fellowship with him. The 11th benefit of reading the Bible, being in God's Word, is that your prayers will be heard. I mean, praying with and praying over Scripture is incredibly effective, and it sometimes gives us the words that our mind fails us, when our mind and hearts fail us and we don't even know what to say, we can get that through reading the Bible. Psalms 37, verse 4. Probably one of my favorite scriptures. In Psalms 37, verse 4, it says, "Delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart." I mean, not only will he give you what he needs, but he'll give you what your desires are. You know, I remember years ago, I was looking to buy a truck, and I've always wanted a black truck. And there was a shortage of trucks when I wanted to buy my new one, and I went to the dealer, and they had a white one. And it's like, oh. Okay, well, can you maybe find it? Could I order it? No, there's such a shortage. You know, black is the most popular. You're probably never going to get it. So he kind of looked on his computer and said, "Oh, we have some gray ones. They could probably be here in 2 weeks." I'm thinking, well, gray's like halfway between white and black, right? Okay, I'll just, maybe I'll. And then I went home, and it's like, you know, the next day they called me, "Oh, your black truck's here." And okay, didn't change the world, probably didn't help me grow spiritually, but God gave me the desire of my heart. I mean, he enjoys that. He enjoys giving you your desires. You're his children. He loves to do that. I mean, this verse, "Delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart." I mean, how cool is that in the end? How cool is that? 12, the 12th benefit is that you will develop spiritually. You know, one of the spiritual disciplines and a sign of being spiritually mature is daily study, daily reading God's word. You know, as we learn more about his character and his promises and his plans for salvation, you will grow spiritually. You will spiritually mature. I mean, again, Ephesians 6, verse 17, "And take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God." I mean, you may hear the voice of God, and hearing God in his own voice while reading scripture helps us sort of discern when he's speaking to us at other times. I mean, he communicates with us in many ways, especially through scripture, probably the most popular. But if you read scripture every day, you're going to start finding that God is talking to you throughout the day. He's showing you things. And you discern that by being familiar and reading scripture and taking it in. James 1, verse 23 says, "For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like a man who looks intently at his face in a mirror and then forgets all about it." So again, reading the word helps us develop spiritually, and that's really one of the goals that we have as Christians. And then the 13th, we're getting close, 13, you will mature in the things of God. I mean, learning more about him and his commandments will help us really mature as believers. And this is similar to developing spiritually, but it's a little bit different. I mean, one of the benefits of reading scripture is that we mature as we grow in fellowship with him and learn his commandments. That means really we become better equipped at reacting, and we find peace in the midst of all the chaos and strife and drama that life can throw us sometimes. Hebrews 5, verses 13 and 14. Hebrews 5, verse 13, "For everyone who lives on milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, since he is a child. But solid food is for the mature and those who have their power of discernment trained by constant practice to distinguish good from evil." I mean, what a great, great benefit that is as we go through life. Fourteenth benefit of reading God's word, is that really it'll make you more prosperous and successful in life. You know, as you learn what God has taught us and how to conduct ourselves in our business and our daily affairs, and we start to see how to conduct our businesses in sort of ethical, God-oriented manners, we are going to become more successful. Joshua 1 verse 8 is another favorite verse of mine. Joshua 1 verse 8. It says, "This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success." What a great promise to us that is. You will learn the importance of things like tithing and how that directly affects and impacts your prosperity. In Psalms chapter 1, verse 2, "But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He's like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season. Its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers." In God's way, reading God's word, taking it in, is going to make you successful. And 15th, one of the benefits of reading God's word is that it teaches you to fear the Lord. And the fear of the Lord, as the Bible said, is the beginning of all understanding. And fearing is not, you know, being frightful, but it's a reverence to God. And what a beautiful attribute that is for anyone to have. Deuteronomy 17, verse 19. In Deuteronomy 17, verse 19, it says, "And it shall be with him that he shall read in all the days of his life, that he may learn to fear the Lord his God by keeping all of the words of his law and the statutes and doing them." So in conclusion, this Bible, this gift that God has given us is just incredible. You know, tap into it. Tap into it daily. Psalms 119, verse 103. We get to the point where this verse really speaks to you, is you. "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth." I mean, this is such a precious gift that God has given us.